بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الحج عرفة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers and sisters in Islam, first of all we praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for blessing us with Iman, making us Muslims, granting us a very simple, easy deen to follow, allowing us to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed Hajj twice after proclamation of Nabuwat, one before Hijrat and one after. It is established from narrations that he performed Hajj before proclamation of Nabuwat. He performed 4 Umrahs, 3 in Zilhajj, 3 in at least Zilqada, and 1 in Zilhajj. The Hajj in 10th of Hijri is called Hajjatul Wida. This has been researched by a very great scholar, Maulana Habibur Rahman Azmi. You have listened to Hazrat Maulana A.R. Khan Sahib, just to link the Umrah with Hajj. Remember, Umrah is very easy. There's 2 farz, 2 wajib, 2 sunnat, or shall we say 2 mustahab. The 2 farz of Umrah: to be in the state of Ihram and to make tawaf. And the wajib is to make sa'i. This word sa'i means to go between Safa and Marwa 7 times. Remember, sa'i means go between Safa and Marwa 7 times. From Safa to Marwa 1 time. Not what some South Africans, you meet them outside the haram lying down flat. What happened? Oh, there's a lot of sahi. What happened? 14 times, tough. Why he thinks go from Safa to Marwa and Marwa to Safa? That's one. Remember, Safa to Marwa is one. If you go Safa, Marwa, Marwa, Safa, then you marjao. Hajj is very simple. I do not know whether Hazrat Maulana A.R. Khan told you, but in the entire proceeding of Hajj and Umrah, Allah Rabbul Izzat gives you a lot of opportunity to lose your wife and for the wives to lose the husband. And one of the places where you can do this is when you leave Medina and you come to a place called Zul Hulaifa. Those who are taking notes, take notes properly. Zul Hulaifa, or it's called Masjid al-Shajara, or it's called Bir Ali, your bus must stop there. When it comes out of Medina, it will make two stops. One, it will make one stop at a place called Hijri, and another stop at a place called Zul Hulaifa, where you will tie your ihram, where you will adorn your ihram. There, when the bus stops, understand something very clear. You must take down the number of the bus. Every bus is numbered. And the disadvantage is, all buses look alike, all bus drivers look alike. And after they come out of the masjid, everybody looks alike because everybody is wearing the two pieces of cloth. Last year, we spent 6 hours looking for one person who got lost. And as a result of that, I was dehydrated and I had to be hospitalized in Mecca. So, be careful there. One idea I got, if you can implement it, that from Medina, take some poles and have a flag. When you come to Zul Hulaifa, then plant the flag on top of your bus. Blue flag, red flag, yellow flag. So that when you come out of the masjid, then you know that this is my bus. In the masjid, they do not allow you to take any valuables inside. Everything stays outside. You just go inside with your clothing of ihram and you put on your ihram and go for Umrah. Hajj is very easy. The movement of Hajj is MMA and M times 5 and then H. Mecca. You'll start from Mecca and you'll go to Mina where you're going to make 5 salats. Then you're going to go to Arafat and make wukuf there. Then from there you would go to Muzdalifah and combine your Maghrib and Isha. And you would make Mabit there, pick up the pebbles. Then from there you would go to Mina to make Rami of Jamarat. And you'll do that Rami also for the next 2 days. You'll go to Mecca to make Tawaf Wida. And after that, you come home. Remember, because I have to do the walking Hajj and the Hajj for you, it is not faraz or wajib or sunnah to do the walking Hajj, but it is better, more rewarding, more meritorious, and easier, more comfortable. You move at your own pace. But if you want to walk the Hajj, then you must have proper footwear. Ladies, you can wear any type of footwear. Do not buy the footwear on the 7th of Zilhajj and use it on the 8th. It's going to trouble you. You must buy the footwear and get used to it. Get accustomed to it. The footwear must be Shari compliant. Basically, the top portion of the ankle must be open. Shoes, any comfortable shoes for ladies, umbrellas. Umbrellas, yes, the short ones for the ladies and the long ones for the men. Now, we are moving towards winter. We are in winter. These days, you do not use so much of umbrella. But still, take the umbrella. Because you will use the umbrella in Muzdalifah. If I forget, someone remind me how you would use it in Muzdalifah, inshallah. Then take sunglasses and wear them and look very dangerous. Take empty water bottle. You get water on the roadside. If you're going to go in a walkie Hajj, have flags, have banners, and you'll see the photographs that are going to be projected, how we do it. short ones, long ones, have markings, ribbons, and stickers. You cannot have mic systems because you do not do it all the time. Buy Haji mat, 5 riyals, 10 riyals. Remember, Hajj, the lighter, the better. Because when you go to carry, for the first 1 kilometer, 1 kilogram is 1 kilogram. And the next kilometer, that 1 kilogram becomes 2 kilograms. And after 10 kilometers, you like a truck driver. And what South Africa does, when he's going to Mina, he takes half the pharmacy and goes to Mina. Then he takes, I must take this medicine, then I must take that medicine, in case I go toilet, in case I get headache, then my auntie may get sick, and my cousin may fall ill, and that one will get one attack, and that one may get a heart attack, and therefore I must take this, that, and everything. Half the pharmacy goes to Mina. As a result, you're carrying and carrying. There are clinics in Mina, so don't worry. Then they take food also. South Africans love food. Like no food in Mina. The way they take food is unreal. And they carrying, and you see them walking with us, sweating. You ask them, why are you sweating? No, I got food. What food you got? Tin food you got. The more talbiya, the easier. Anytime you in Hajj, you got difficulty. Read talbiya. The more talbiya, Allah Ta'ala just opens the road. The road just begins to open. There are certain misconceptions about Hajj. People tell you, especially the agents and the molanas who don't want you to walk. Generally, the molana who don't want you to walk is either a very big size molana because he can't walk, he don't want you to walk. Or that molana who don't want you to walk because he don't know the road. What they say, you walk, you die. We have been promoting walking Hajj via Al Ansar for the last 5 years. Did you hear anybody died so far? By the way, very hard for South Africans to die in Hajj. How fortunate if you go and die in Hajj? Every person, if you have time to make a dua, Ya Allah, take us for Hajj and let us die there, everybody will say quietly, Ameen. Ya Allah, take me for Hajj and bring me back. Everybody will say, Ameen, Ameen, loudly. Others say, walking Hajj, you get lost. How are you going to get lost if you're walking the Hajj when 2 million people are walking in one direction? You think, how are you going to get lost? You must be a very stupid person to get lost. Oh, there is no food available there in the Mina. Now, if you're a shopkeeper, cafe owner, restaurant owner in Mecca, 5 days of Hajj came, you going to open your cafe in Mecca or take your cafe to Mina? Logically, you take your cafe to Mecca, to Mina. So there is enough food in Mina because they have to feed 2 to 3 million people there. And if you're walking with me, then I assure you when you're coming for Arafat, I'll make you eat bribe meat on the road. They say no medicine available. There is medicine available on the walking road also. No water available. Every 12 meters on the walking road, you'll see photographs coming soon. Every 12 meters on the walking road, there's water available. Ice cold water. They say, oh, you go walking, corrugated roads you're going to walk. You walk on tar roads. That's why we push prams. Last year I went, they took my baby in the pram. And we take the ladies, old ladies and old men in the wheelchair. No one died. You must have infrastructure, have an amir, have a sub-amir, have a medical team, have what we call people who coordinate it, you have sweepers, mic system, there is tar roads. When you leave Mecca, there is two tunnels when you leave Mecca. One tunnel, short one. Then a 15-meter gap, and then a long tunnel. And those tunnels, they have got what we call extractor fans, and they are very cool. You can't die there. Every 12 meters, I told you, there is 6 water bottle barrels. Every 100 meters, there are toilet facilities. But if you're going with the bus and you want to go toilet, oh, you're stranded. And when you're going with the bus, there is one other disadvantage. See, you're going with the bus. In South Africa, what happens? They stay in one hotel. In Medina, they stay in one hotel. In Makkah, everybody becomes cousin, cousin sister, and cousin uncle. Everybody is related after that. All that is haram, by the way. Then, you're in the bus, you're seated, you and your wife, and 2 people in front who are irritating you, and 2 people in the back who are getting on your nerves, you are stuck for 6 hours properly. When you come out of there, you're a very good haji. But if you're walking and someone is irritating you, you just stop for a while, let him pass, go away, go away. He goes, he's gone. Clinics are available at intervals when you're walking. Roads are only used by pedestrians. When you're walking, those roads are only designed for pedestrians, no one else. No cars there, no fumes there, no trucks there, no buses there, no police there, nothing there. Only walkers are there. Now and then you get a police vehicle coming to see any difficulties to help you. You get tea and coffee vendors on the roadside. You get a pilgrim's service center. I asked the Hajj ministry for various things. They gave it to us. One of the things they gave us was a pilgrim service center. You'll see it on all the slides. The others, what we asked for, that when you're walking between Mina and Arafat, how many kilometers left? How many kilometers left? They tell us now. They've got boards up now. So psychologically, you feel nice. Because when you're walking from, especially Mina to Arafat, you see a masjid. It's called Masjid al-Nimra. Some say Namira, some say Nimra, whatever it is. That masjid, you see it and you see it, it never comes. But psychologically, when you see 3 kilometers, you feel nice. You must walk at a good pace for 1 kilometer. 1 kilometer every 15 minutes. You must make stops. Don't run. And when you're walking, join the group that is doing the walking hajj. Any group that is doing the running hajj, leave that group. That group will destroy your hajj. And you can assess from Makkah to Mina. If you see this Amir of yours, he wants to do a running hajj and wants to kill you, leave him. Do your own. Walk the hajj every 15 minutes, 1 kilometer. And when you want to stop, stop. Go to toilet, drink tea. Arafat is not running away. Arafat is not moving. He's going to be there. And then you must have discipline when to start, when to stop, etc. Number 8. Fara'is of Hajj. We have got 3 fara'is of Hajj. Hajj is so simple. Allah Ta'ala has made it. We only got 3 fara'is of Hajj. 3 fara'is of Hajj. 6 wajib of Hajj. And that, if a lady is in haste, there is 5 wajib of Hajj. 3 fara'is of Hajj, Ihram, Wukuf, Arafat, after Zawal of the night, and Tawaf and Ziyarah. Wajib of Hajj. The wajib of Hajj is very simple. That Wukuf of Muzdalifah. Sa'i. So this 2 you learn like this. M.S. M.S. And then you will try to learn the others by putting one word. The word is very simple. It's called post. P-O-S-T. Ki, pelting, Rami, same thing. O, Uziya, Dameshukar. S, shaving, Halak. And T, Tawaf. Tawaf-e-Wida. Tawaf-e-Wida for men and ladies who are pure. Ladies who are not pure, no Tawaf-e-Wida. Lapses. Day one, now you can see, walking from Haram. You can see where we are organized. We walk in, we got the flags. We got South African flags. And we're moving. The next gathering outside walking tunnels. Behind Safa Marwa, when you go, on the right hand side, where the birthplace of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll see entrance of walking tunnels. So you gather there with your group, you coordinate your group nicely, and then you walk with them. And you can see that we've got everybody in Iran, you've got backpacks, and the flags are there, walking the first tunnel. Can you see? Very simple. I generally walk before Fajr, because that tunnel is mine after that. There is no one else there. There is no rush there. Walking in the second tunnel, again, you can see, we are only there. And generally, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minimum I walk with about 500 people. Maximum I walk with 1,500 people. Walking through the sheds. When you come out of the two tunnels, I will suggest that you stop. On the left hand side there is a cafe. You buy whatever drinks you want, drink water, then you're going to walk open air. Open air, you're going to walk for half a kilometer. Then you're going to walk over Azizia. And on the left-hand side, you're going to see one beautiful masjid, a dome of it, the masjid of Sheikh Abdullah bin Bas, Rahmatullah Alayh. Then you're going to come in the sheds. And the sheds, it's an L-shaped shed. Right down, and as soon as you take your right turn, on the left-hand side is the Valley of Aqaba. This is one other advantage. If you've got a good guide, if you're walking, he'll tell you where the ayahs came down, where the surahs came down, where the pledges took place, where the elephants got destroyed, all those things a person can tell you. But these days you get more guides who take a chance. First day of Hajj, 8th of Zilhajj. Farz of that day is to be in Ihram. To be in Ihram. Sunnat. Go to Mina early. Perform Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Of this day and Fajr of the 9th. So you will make 5 Salah. 5 Salah in Mina. To stay in Mina for entire night, which follows the day. Then to go to Arafat from Mina after sunrise of the 9th. Second day of Hajj. From Zawal till the sunset of the night of Zilhajj. Farais of that day. To be in Ihram, obviously. To make the wukuf of Arafat within the boundaries and within the allowable time frame. Some South Africans, they say, no, let us go to Masjid al-Nimra. Our tent, South African tent, generally is in Arafat road number 5. And Masjid al-Nimra is road number 2. Now, if your husband or your relative wants to go from road 5 to Masjid al-Nimra, which is road 2, then you must make Mu'anika, Musafa properly, because you're not going to see him after that for 3 days. He's gone. Because he gets lost and so confused, he won't be able to come back. Because you don't see 3 million people every day. If you in Masjid-e-Namira, be careful. Part of Masjid-e-Namira is not in Arafat. Part of Masjid-e-Namira where the Imam stands is in Wadi-e-Arna. So be careful. If you go to Namira, make sure you're standing in the Masjid. What are the wajib of that day? To read Takbir al-Tashriq after all farz of this day. To remain in Arafat from Zawal till the sun sets on this day. Now in wukuf, what you must do in wukuf? You're going from Mina to Arafat. Mina to Arafat and water stations along the road. See water stations along. You see those containers. Every 12 meters on the roadside, you get 6 of those containers giving you ice cold water. This is the service center. The service center that we asked for. On the walking road, there is like a stop which has got wuzu facilities, shower facilities, toilet facilities, resting facilities. It is called service center. And they walk and the proceedings. Can you see all the time we have got flags, we are organized, we are moving. Next 3 slides. Now, the conditions for the validity of wukuf at Arafat, to be in Hajj Iram, to make wukuf in Arafat, not Wadi Arna, to be done at the time of wukuf. Wajib of wukuf, a person who made wukuf before sunset has to remain there just little after sunset. You cannot leave Arafat before sunset. They won't allow you. They will not allow you. And the agent does this justice to the haji. Because the agent tells you, jump in the bus. Meanwhile, that is the time for dua, and you went for Hajj to go to make dua there. Al-Hajj Arafat, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Hajj is Arafat. And in Arafat, you must make dua for yourself, for your family, your friends, the entire ummah. Minimum, you must make dua in Arafat for half an hour, 1 hour. Okay, not like one person, he was sleeping in Arafat. People asked him, why are you not making dua? He said, no, you see, my Maulana in Laylatul Qadr, he made 1 hour dua. I made intention in Arafat, Ya Allah, my Maulana, the dua he made in Laylatul Qadr, same dua I want. You must say, when they signal a siren and they let off a cannon, then you are allowed to move. You are allowed to move out of Arafat. Now, there are some sunnahs in Arafat to make ghusl. Now, in Iran, you can make ghusl. Take out your top portion and completely soak yourself. And Allah Ta'ala has made it so hot there in Arafat that everything will get dry very quickly. Imam, he delivers 2 khutbahs in Namira. That is done in the time after Zawal. Combine Zohar and Asr if you behind the Imam in Namira. If you in your tents, make Zohar at Zohar time, Asr at Asr time. And to leave after Wukuf, the night of Muzdalifah. Arafat to Muzdalifah, you walk nicely or go with the bus. And when you come into Muzdalifah, don't get worried. Because in both harams also, what happens, people sit at the door. Inside is empty. So make wuzu outside Muzdalifah. And the lighting is different when you enter into Muzdalifah. So make wuzu outside. And then, as you're going into Muzdalifah, you'll start going, you'll walk 5, then 4, then 3, then 2. And you'll be able to go slowly. And my suggestion is, as soon as you get a chance and your wuzu is still intact, perform your maghrib and your isha quickly. See, now we are moving to Muzdalifah. Single file through Muzdalifah. The faraiz of the night in Muzdalifah. You must be in Iram. So wajibas, combine the Maghrib and the Isha to perform wukuf at its appointed time, to read Takbir al-Tashriq after all the Farz Salah. Now how you do the Maghrib and the Isha? One Azan and one Ikama. One Azan, the Imam will lead the Maghrib. You will get up and then you will perform, the Imam will lead the Isha. In all your 5 days, choose the Imam who is a Muqeem. After that, don't stay there. Go to the border of Muzdalifah and Mina. The Takbir Tashriq, generally people leave it out. You have to do it for 23 Salat. Unfortunately, people leave it out. The night of Muzdalifah, what you must do? Night of Muzdalifah, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not make Tahajjud Salat. So you make what intention? Ya Allah, I am not making Tahajjud Salat because beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not make Tahajjud Salat. You will get reward for not making Tahajjud Salat. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not make Tahajjud Salat because next day is a busy day. Then you must raise your hands in dua during wukuf. Wukuf in Muzdalifah is after Fajr Salat. Before going for Hajj, you must know when the first Fajr Salat time is. Because in Muzdalifah especially, everybody around start giving Azan. And they sometimes give Azan before Fajr Salat. Safest is wait for the Azan from Masjid al-Mashr al-Haram, the big Masjid in Muzdalifah. When you hear the Azan there, then you know the time of Fajr has come. Now you must make your Fajr. After Fajr, you raise your hands and make dua. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the duas that were not accepted in Arafat, were accepted in Muzdalifah. The duas about the oppressed, forgiveness for the oppressed and the oppressor, were accepted in Muzdalifah. Must stay in Muzdalifah entire night. To leave Muzdalifah approximately 5 minutes before sunrise. What happens wherever you are in Muzdalifah, and after Fajr you make dua and then you leave. By the time you cross the border from Muzdalifah to Mina, then you will be just before sunrise. Now there are tents from Mina overflowing into Muzdalifah. If they allow you usage of those tents, you can use them. If they do not allow you usage, you cannot usurp them. The third day of Zil Hajj, Farai is to perform Tawaf al-Ziyara. And women who are not pure, remember Tawaf al-Ziyara you can perform till the 12th of Zil Hajj. The wajibat. Now I told you what you must do here, post again. If you in Muzdalifah, you think of this word, tomorrow what I have to do, post. I have to pelt shaitan, make uziya, kurbani, dame shukar, I have to shave, and I have to make tawaf ziyara. That's what you have to do. And minimum, 4 pebbles must reach big shaitan tomorrow. That means after Muzdalifah night. Now when you come, respected elders, to the shaitan, I do not know in Mina where they are going to put us this year. Generally they either have got South Africans near the shaitan or near the slaughterhouses. both places we are in trouble. Now, respected elders, whatever the case may be, now they have extended the pillar of Shaitan. Previously it was a small pillar. Now it is 23 meters. So you've got 23 meter space, a 23 meter wall, and it is eye-shaped. And near the wall there are cushions, so you cannot get squashed. And there are two floors. Now, respected elders, that is also one place where the husband can lose the wife and the wife can lose the husband. Muzdalifa to Mina. When you pick up stones, you must pick them up in Muzdalifa. It is makruh to take one big stone and crush it and make small stones. So in Muzdalifa, if you have a small torch, it's good. Now, I told someone to remind me that in Muzdalifa, how you use a umbrella. Now, what you do in Muzdalifa is going to be cold. So you put your haji mat down and you open your umbrella. And together with your wife, you open two umbrellas. And then you put your head inside the umbrella. You put your head inside the umbrella so that you don't feel cold. And you can sleep. The sleep in Muzdalifa is the best sleep you can have. Short sleep, but best sleep. You cannot pick up pebbles near the Jamarat. Pebbles you must get from Muzdalifa or anyway in Mina. Secret Muzdalifa, if you dig a little bit, all the pebbles come out. Sometimes I wonder, perhaps the government is doing this purposely. You must, now this sequence according to Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah is wajib. You must make Rami a Jamarat, then you must make Qurbani, then Halak. This sequence is wajib. Respected elders, when you have not made Tawaf and Ziyara, you may be in civilian clothing. When you are in civilian clothing, that means you took out your two pieces of ihram, remember, you cannot have relationship with your wife. If you have relationship with your wife, you're in trouble. A very costly affair. You have to cut one cow, or one buffalo, or one camel. So you got a lot of money, then do what you want. It is not permissible for the ladies to pelt their husbands thinking that they are shaitans. It is not permissible for the men also to do the likewise too. The sign of a lady in ihram is that her face is open. Now the lady, she can cover her face also. I am of the opinion that you cover your face if you are strict in barzah. And then you give some charity after that, as per the number of hours you are covering your face. But South African women, most of the time, they are in the state of ihram. Indonesian women too, Malaysian women too, Pakistani women too. Sign of men, they are in the state of ihram, that the head is uncovered. Nowadays, men also now becoming uncovered. My advice is when you cook, after pelting shaitan, big shaitan, then, see when you come to the big shaitan, I do not know what happens in Rami. Everybody, especially South Africans, take a few advices. Don't go in groups. Don't make chains. South Africans are too weak. And don't hold your pebbles in your hands like this and walk around. It will fall by the time you go to the shaitan. Hold it firmly or put it in the bag. Then, have a meeting place. Because sometimes what happens, that the husband goes somewhere else, the wife goes somewhere else. Then the wife is crying, I don't know, out of joy or sadness. Husband is also weeping. Very simple. When you come to the Jamara, on the right hand side, on the right, far right hand side, there are blowers or fans, the long fans, like extractor fans, the same ones you see in the tunnels. And each one is marked. And the one that is parallel to the Jamara is marked 55. Of all three Jamarats, one, the big one, the small, middle one, and the small one, all are marked 55. So you tell your family, you tell your daughter, you tell your father-in-law, that you get lost. You come to 55, under that extruder fan, you come under that fan 55, and we meet there. Don't panic. And never panic. These are the wajibats. You must take out how much hair, etc. Best to take out all the hair. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the person who removes all the hair. If both people are coming out of Ihram, if both people are coming out of Ihram, simultaneously, concurrently, one can cut the other person's hair. Understand that masala? For day, to perform tawaf and ziyarah, if you have not performed it, wajibah to read the takbir tashriq after all first salat, to make kasar if you haven't done it. See, you went for tawaf and ziyarah. You went for tawaf and ziyarah after pelting shaitan. You made safa marwa. You made safa marwa. Safa marwa took you 45 minutes. Last year it took me 45 minutes from safa to marwa. How many minutes? 45 minutes. Now, if you cannot do it after that, then you say, Safa Marwa, one I did, I'll do it afterwards. Leave it. I'll do it afterwards. After 5 days, I'll do it. After the 5 days of Hajj. So when the crowd is less, you come and do another Safa Marwa. You did one. Come and do Marwa Safa, another one. Go have coffee, tea, breakfast, lunch. Come do another one. You can split it over days. Anybody asks you that, tell them Mufti Aliyah said that. Dhamme Shukar, which we call Qurbani, is wajib upon the Karim, the one who is making the Hajj and Umrah with one Ihram, and the Mutamati, who is making the Umrah with one Ihram and the Hajj with another Ihram. And Mustahab for the Ifrat. The fifth day, make tawaf and ziyarat if you haven't done, all those things if you haven't done. Basically understand something. When you come back to Mina, now your responsibility as a South African Haji is very simple. You're going to pelt shaitan. You are going to pelt shaitan. And the sequence is small, middle, big. You will repel shaitan for the next 2 days. Sequence small, middle, big. And you will do it after Zawal. If you cannot do it after Zawal, you will do it after Asr. If you cannot do it after Asr, if you weak, feeble, woman, aged, you do it after Maghrib. If you so weak, in the wheelchair, you do it after Isha. No one is going to kill you. When you go back to Mina, then South African, what they do? Generally, South African, when you go back to Mina, his responsibility is what? He starts fighting. Why? He got nothing else to do now. Because he only has to fight the shaitan. So he sits in his tent, and then he uses the bush table, and he finds out that tent there, they're eating baked beans and curry khichdi, and that one is eating prawns, and that one is eating that food, and our agent is not good, and my agent is robbing me, and my operator is killing me, all that is happening. When you make tawaf, you must make at least 4 rounds in the state of purity, and you can be taken around in the wheelchair. better photographs of Sai, etc., Ahmad Saeed will show you, inshallah. He's got far better photographs on Sai. Sai, remember, is between Safa and Marwa, and you must make at least 4 rounds. And if your wuzu breaks while you're making Sai, it's permissible. The Sai is valid. Wuzu is conditioned for tawaf, not Sai. Remember, you make takbir at-tashreeh for 23 salat. As Hafiz Ab said, that if you got any questions, ladies especially, you write it down. Hajj of the female, there are 10 differences between the male and the female. In 10 matters they differ. The Hajj of the male and the female. And fortunately also. The lady, she wears normal clothing, not fancy, and no fragrance. The lady, she can change dresses all the time also. She can use one dress, another dress, no problem. She must cover her head. She must say talbiyah softly, so audibly that she can hear, not the poor dunya. No ramal, that when she's making tawaf, she must not walk briskly for the first 3 rounds. And no istiba, that she must not expose anything. And she must not make it go for istilam. These days the men even can't go for istilam properly. And she would not run between the two green lights also. And do not try to perform 2 rakats behind the Maqam Ibrahim, even the men also. And don't climb up Safa Marwa and start weeping there. Go just a little bit up and make dua. And they do not have to mistakenly cut all the hair off their head, the ladies. Only one fingertip. The husband can cut only one fingertip. Now when you're going for Hajj, remember, it is rewarding, it is easy. And when you're going, you have to go to walk. It's very simple. Between Safa and Marwa, if you're going Safa, Marwa, 7 times, is 2.8 kilometers. And Tawaf is 0.5 kilometers. That is 3.2 kilometers. Now, when you came from Medina, you exhausted, tired, fatigued. And you made your Umrah. And you went to 3.2 kilometers. You never die. You don't die, isn't it, inshallah? But you can walk from Makkah to Mina, inshallah. That's easy. 5 kilometers. And have an attitude. I'm going for Hajj. I'm going to help people, not to be helped. Everybody wants to become Hazrat Ji there. From Makkah to Mina is about 5 kilometers. It takes about 2.5 hours to walk. Bus time can take you 30 minutes, can take you 4 to 6 hours. From Mina to Arafat, 12 kilometers. Walking can take you 3.5 hours. Bus 6 to 10 hours. Last year some buses came in at Zohar time, some buses came in at Asr time. Some buses came in just before sunset. From Arafat to Muzdalifah, 9 kilometers, 3 hours, bus sometimes 6, 8. From Muzdalifah to Jamarat, 1 hour walk, bus 3 hours. This is very important. You read words of Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. For 23 salah. Understand this. From Fajr of the 19th until the Asr of the 13th. Tawaf Ziyarah starts from the pre-dawn of the 10th, ending time before sunset of 12th. Ayam and Nahr, that is days of sacrifice, 10th to 12th of Zilhajj. Talbiyah stops before commencing Faraz Tawaf of Umrah, for one who is performing Umrah. And Talbiyah stops for a Haji, when you about to throw your first pebble, your Talbiyah will stop. Lastly, let us be very clear about this, that do not rely on Hajj ministry. They got 3 million people to worry about. Why they would worry about South Africans who are 7,000? And they got their hands full. Don't worry about your Hajj agent operator. He's like Houdini. When you want him, he disappears. Understand? Once he's finished with you in Medina and he brought you to Mecca, most Hajj operators think Hajjis are sacrificial holy cows. Don't rely on Tawuf. They're not organized. They haven't got experience. And Allah have mercy upon all of us. Rely on Allah. Jalla majdahu. You are a Haji, you make your own Hajj. Understand what I'm saying? You are a Haji, you make your own Hajj. You help others, you see how Allah makes it easy for you. The more you help others, Allah will make it very easy for you. And do not forget to make dua for all the speakers who came and taught you something about Hajj. And do not forget to make dua for us. And for those who are going for Hajj, besides the kitabs, Alhamdulillah, Mawlana is giving you a kitab, step by step, guide to Umrah and Ziyarah. In the Al-Ansar bookshop, there are some kitabs. One is called Kitabul Hajj. Mufti Ashiqilai Bulanchari, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. This is the kitab. We have translated it. If you have only this book, it's good. And also, Virtues of Hajj by Sheikh Zakaria, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Get it. And as I mentioned, that do not forget Hazrat Maulana A.R. Khan's kitab, Step by Step Hajj Guide. And next year it will be improved because he added on it on the Hajj section also. Next week. Also, there is another kitab I've seen. They have released it. They got it in the Al-Ansar bookshop. It's called Masnoon Duas. Masnoon Duas. You are going for Hajj 6 weeks. If you learn one dua of beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every day, one dua. Every day if you learn one dua, can you imagine how many duas you learn? Respected elders, Allah is, be merciful, He's taking you for Hajj, utilize the time valuably. Don't gossip in the foyers, don't become an authority in Hajj, don't issue fatwas, leave that for us a little bit, don't become a self-appointed mufti. As soon as you leave the airport, you become Maulana. When you leave, enter into Medina, you are half Mufti. When you come to Makkah, you are full Mufti. When you are in Arafat, you are Grand Mufti. Please leave all that out. You understand? Don't go, look for one alim. Look for one alim who is practical, pious and righteous and follow him. Don't go to 10 people and confuse your brains. You understand? You don't go to 10 doctors when you are sick. May Allah Ta'ala reward you for attending. And we request you to be with us throughout the entire night. I do not know how they are organizing the Q&A session, but as the program, it will go on, I will try to address all your questions also. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.